says on the third day, Esther wore royalty, and she stood in the king's courtyard, the inner courtyard opposite his house. And when the king saw her, she found favor in his eyes, he extended his scepter, etc. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Levi, she was approaching the king, and she entered the room that had all the pagan idols in it. And when she entered that room, she felt Hashem left her. She's approaching Achashverosh on behalf of the Jewish people, and suddenly she enters the room of idol worship, and she senses alone. Hashem isn't with her. And then she says the famous verse, Keli, Keli, lama azavtani. My God, why have you left me?
This is in Tehillim also, right?
In Tehillim, correct. Ayelet HaShachar, the verse, yeah. So, the idea here, says Rav Chalap, is that when the Pasuk describes how Esther is approaching the king, the Pasuk is describing a spiritual ascent. As we approach to do a mitzvah, we can ascend to do the mitzvah. We can grow. We can become greater people as we approach the accomplishment of a mitzvah. And when she entered that church, when she entered that house filled with idols, at that moment she felt she can't keep growing. And at that moment she felt, okay, Hashem isn't with me. And the Pasuk says, when the king saw Esther standing in the yard, says Rav Charlap, Hashem saw Esther standing. She can't continue advancing. She wants to do this for all the right reasons, which isn't easy. She wants to do this for all the right reasons. And she wants to continue growing. And suddenly she feels, I can't. I'm in an environment where I'm not. So at that moment, Hashem had mercy on her. And so to speak, Hashem extended his scepter and said, I'm going to help you out. And Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim, this is an allusion to us as well, that when we go down, and sometimes we reach a point where we feel like we're at a standstill, where we can't keep growing, so you should know that from above, Hashem says, let me give you a hand. Hashem also, so to speak, feels bad for us when we've reached a standstill. Hashem says, let me help you get you started. You know, when you're on a bike, the hardest part is to start pedaling. So Hashem often, when a person has reached a standstill, gets them started. It's up to the person to keep going, but Hashem helps us get started.